Listen. The poet's laureate walk only among plants of unfamiliar name, boxwood, acanthus. I, for my part, prefer the streets that fade to grassy ditches where a boy hunting the half-dried puddles sometimes scoops up a meager eel. The little paths that wind along the slopes plunge down among the cane tufts and break into the orchards among trunks of the lemon trees. Better if the jubilee of birds is quenched, swallowed entirely in the blue. More clear to the listener murmur of friendly boughs in air that scarcely moves, that fills the senses with this odor inseparable from earth and rains an unquiet sweetness in the breast. Here by a miracle is hushed the war of the diverted passions. Here even to us poor falls our share of riches, and it is the scent of the lemon trees. See, in these silences in which things yield and seem about to betray their ultimate secret, sometimes one half expects to discover a mistake of nature, the dead point of the world, the link which will not hold, the thread to disentangle which might set us at last in the midst of a truth. The eyes cast round, the mind seeks, harmonizes, disunites, in the perfume that expands when day most languishes. Silences in which one sees in each departing human shadow some dislodged divinity. But the illusion wanes, and time returns us to our clamorous cities, where the blue appears only in patches, high up among the gables. Then rain falls, wearying the earth. The winter tedium weighs on the roofs. The light grows miserly, bitter the soul. When one day, through a half-shut gate, among the leafage of a court, the yellows of the lemon blaze, and the heart's ice melts, and songs pour into the breast from golden trumpets of celerity.